Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we looked at yesterday, 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verses 22, we see that David claimed quite clearly that when his child died, he said, "I shall go to him, but he will not return to me." And many people take this as a prophecy or a promise that children go to heaven, and David would go to heaven to be with his child, with Bathsheba that passed away. However, the Bible is 100% accurate in what it records. This is a historical narrative. And what we see in this verse is that what the Bible teaches is what David actually said. We know that God recorded that David actually said this. There's nowhere in here where we see any promise that his child would go to heaven. We do not see any promise that he knew that he would see his child in heaven. Now, looking at this passage, could David have been promised uniquely to him that the child that suffered by his sin would go to heaven? We don't know. Could that be something that happened? It could be. And this is the thing we have to take into account. We don't have all of the record recorded. And so we have to look at this passage and realize that this does not prove that all children go to heaven. For David could have gotten information uniquely, just like he knew uniquely that this child was going to die from Nathan as a prophecy. He could have known that this was special.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.